If you like the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast, consider giving us your support on Patreon. Hello and welcome to the Middle-Aged Man Talk podcast. I'm your host, Brendan.
And I'm your other host, Richard.
And this is Not a Middle-Aged Man.
Yes.
Grossly unqualified to be here.
Well, you invited me, so...
That is what podcast hosts do with guests. Leaf is a human man, not transgender like our last guest, just default setting. Leaf is from Ontario and grew up on a farm and probably has horrific stories like Richard about cows eating kittens and birds and the dog that went to the...
You know, they said it went to the farm.
Went to the farm.
We were already at the farm.
Did dogs come to your farm?
To die.
To die.
All those stories about the dogs going to the farm, they came to our farm.
And those dogs were delicious.
For the cows.
Where do you think for the cows? They were fed to the cows. And then, all right, we're off to a terrible start. So,
perfect.
Gentlemen, what are we snacking on tonight?
Well, for the whatever these are, apparently it's called... Is it
Kulu Kalinto? That's terrible Japanese. Let's hold them up.
Do you know what it is? Because I don't. I think it's got meat in it. I hope it has meat in it.
Yeah, these are snacks directly from Japan. Give them a whirl, boys.
Yep. Doesn't have meat in it.
There's no meat in it.
It looks like meat, but it's not like the soy ones. It sounds crunchy.
No, it's like a sugar biscuit type thing.
Yeah.
But it looks savory.
A little caramelly, yeah.
But a lot of savory Asian food, as we've noticed, Richard, over the last year, almost 2 years doing the show, really, there's always a sweetness at it, like to the potato chips and certain things. Yeah. And I know we add sweetness to barbecue here, but there's something about like a sweet snack food that seems... different.
But this tastes like a dessert type thing.
And they like their sweets, though, don't they?
Everyone likes sweets. The Japanese
are point.
The Japanese are generally a low sugar, I'd say, culinary culture. Hmm. But they do have like specific things that are the desserts. But you don't get sugar in everything the way you get it here, where like, you know, it's soda and it's ketchup and like everything has sugar added.
Yeah, the second ingredient, it's sugar usually.
You bet. And what are we drinking tonight?
I have an Innocent Gun Irish Whiskey Cask. So it's a Scottish Oatmeal Stout.
Nice. Innocent Gun, they're a pretty good one. They're a mainstream brewery, but they're still quite nice. Make sure you pour the liquid next to the microphone to get that gurgly sound. That's it. We're authentic. Here, hipsters listening to us, hear that?
Is that what they want?
I don't know what they want. If I knew what hipsters wanted, I would try to forget.
You'd be a hipster, and then...
See, here's the thing. My generation goes to a restaurant with crazy crap on the wall, and it's like a tire in the front of a car, and like an old poster from the 1950s. Yeah, hipsters have, like, graffiti spray-painted on the wall. When you really stare at it, you go, what is this? Oh, it's the name of the restaurant. And you just don't know. You try to go to the bathroom, you're like, I literally don't know which bath... Is that male, female, other, trans? I don't know.
It's hard enough in another country, let alone your own country.
I don't know what symbol this is on the door, but the coffee's really good here, so that's why I keep coming back. Anyway, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a milk stout brown cow. And yeah, I picked it because it had a cow on it. 100% why I
picked
it.
Picking a beer. Go ahead, cracker open.
I said I was supposed to shake it too. I don't really trust shaking a beer. Yeah, shake and pour. Nitro infused. Which worries me.
We had those last week, I think, didn't we, Richard? Calabogie? Yeah. We had them last week. For a few beers, it'll be 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we also have, hold one up, Richard, the famous, perhaps infamous, Bon Me sandwich. Do you have the wrapper? It has the name of the place in Toronto that makes them.
Nope.
No, I don't.
It's gone.
You have to watch all of our other episodes because we did talk about these in an earlier episode.
It's easy to find. There's four of them.
Or listen to them because they're not videoed.
Go watch our old audios.
It's got a little picture of a headphones. That doesn't change.
So there's this little banh mi restaurant. Not only a restaurant. It's like a sandwich shop, get-to-go chain. They have other food. There's four of them in Toronto. They're fantastic. They make them and send them all over the province to different Asian groceries. If you're in Toronto, northwest corner of Dundas and Spadina. Go up Spadina a couple doors from Dundas on the northwest side, and it's a hole in the wall. You can easily miss it, and it's a little banh mi shop, and it is bloody brilliant, and there's three others in the GTA. It's really good. They have all kinds of the actual shop. This is the standard banh mi you get that they send everywhere around Ontario. So
those are pretty good.
They're really good. It's spicy and not spicy.
So here's the thing. Normally it's like red for spicy and the lettering on the clear plastic bag, or green for not spicy. They had this off brown coloring.
And
that's all they had. So I was like, well, I guess I'll get these for the boys and we'll see what happens.
Makes more fun.
If Leaf dies, just know he signed a legal affidavit, which I can't produce, that we are not... We are not in trouble if Leaf does a bad thing, like dying due to food I fed him. He should have thought of that before he ate the food that I fed him. Richard, get a little closer. You're like partially off the camera.
Yeah, okay.
Tuck in. Get close, boys. We need two cameras.
Man, amateur. But this is only your
amateur.
It's only your second time recording or something.
This is our third videoed show.
Yeah, but the first one doesn't really count because you were learning, doesn't it?
No, that was his audio.
Yeah, but the first time you record, too, it's going to be...
Oh, that's posted.
That's the learning one.
The first video when we posted, that's last week. That's out.
It's already out.
That's all about, becoming a trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrific.
I don't even know if they exist. You keep saying she exists and...
Autumn? Richard met Autumn.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Go on your phone. Go to Spotify. Middle-aged man talk. And watch our show while recording our show, and I'll prove to you my friend Autumn exists. Oh, wow. Why is it so amazing that an amateur comic in his 40s knows an amateur comic in their late 20s? Why is that amazing? You're like, but they're a trans person. I've never even seen one in real life.
No, I just haven't seen Autumn. You stop talking about her.
Autumn's fun?
Literally. Last week at the bar, you're like, oh, Autumn's coming tonight. Never showed up. Could be every time.
At the bar or at the comedy club.
At the comedy club.
Her girlfriend just got back from Europe, so they're spending some quality time together. Yeah.
Good excuse. What's next week's excuse?
Last week's excuse. So the week you came, that was the excuse. And then it was their 1 year anniversary this past week at the comedy club. So that's why she wasn't there that week. But apparently, this coming week, the first Wednesday in April, she may bring her girlfriend who's also trans and also does some stand up comedy. So it might be quite the trans night for stand up comedy at the club with two trans people. And me, and whoever else shows up.
Sounds like Wednesday's going to be fun, then.
There's that girl who's a lesbian who comes sometimes. Well, I don't know.
You don't know their name, though.
I know her name, but I don't want to say her name on camera in case she'd be like, brr, 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 brr.
I watched your show.
I'm a stand-up comic, and I have a great sense of humor. She'll be on the show next week. It's been a good 10 minutes. I like this. It's good we have a new person to riff with. There's that scratch at the door.
It's not locked.
He will burst in.
The podcast dog. The podcast dog came in. Hello, podcast dog. Come up. Come up.
Get a jump.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to put him outside. Because I don't edit the show. Oh, it's going to you, Richard.
Hey, Ellie.
Podcast dog.
Get him on camera.
Do you want to put him on camera?
Let's get him on camera.
We have two guests this week. That dog's going to eat your sandwich, bro. That dog is going to eat that.
He came in here because he smelled food.
And, okay, come on. Okay, outside. Come on. Good doggy. Good doggy.
And he's soaking wet.
Out the door. Yeah. That's a good dog. I know.
Someone said.
It can go in the house. It doesn't need to be in the workshop. It's a good dog. So
what? Because it's been snowing all day.
Good entertainment. It is. It has, well,
and then raining.
It is an outdoor dog. It is a farm dog. Oh, yeah. Meant to live in the elements.
If I ever have a dog, yeah. I want to be able to throw it outside at night. Not throw it literally outside throw it outside, but that's the term.
This is all going online. This is all on the internet.
You open the door, and they walk out.
Yep.
And then you don't have to think about it all night. It's great. You don't have to like wake up at 3 in the morning because the dog needs to go pee or poo or both. You wake up, do whatever. Dog wants in, just sits at the door. So our dog is. It's great.
Or you get like a barn full of cows. The dog goes in there and cuddles in with the cows. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work, though, just for your dog to have a bunch of cows. Speaking of cows, a good segue. You guys both grew up on farms, so you'll have things to talk about. But what I was thinking we should talk about tonight is you're big into the 3D printing, Leaf. Mm-hmm. Before we go too far into 3D printing, gentlemen, the various snacks we had. There was the meat like thing that's a sweet thing. Is that a buy again?
Well,
would you want to buy that again, anyone? No?
I would probably eat a whole bag of it, and then I would never buy it again. Too sweet.
So not a buy again.
No, it's not a buy again for me either.
And what about the weird crackery thing?
It's like a rice cracker type thing.
So it's as good as a rice cracker from Japan. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
It's better than a lot of rice crackers.
That's fair. And the sandwiches.
Sandwiches are really good.
Mm-hmm.
So the banh mi
is definitely a buy
assorted,
again.
Yeah. Well, we've had it on the
it
show.
It is bought again.
It's bought again.
This is at least the third time we've had it on the show. Maybe fourth, third, at least third. Look at you stamming your...
Yeah, I noticed that.
Stop wanging your like beer mug there. Oh, the burps. It's a very authentic show. Leaf is well on his way to becoming a middle-aged man. He's still in his 20s. We give him a few years.
I'm on my way.
You're on your way.
You better hope you're not middle-aged now.
A couple more of these.
He looks pretty good for being 40.
Well, no, you're going to die at 50.
Uh-oh. Anyway, what are we talking about?
3D printers.
Yeah.
We were starting.
Yeah. So we're going to do the food review, because we'll forget. And people are like,
you didn't
you talked to you. What was the food like? You said you were eating it, and you never... yes, we forgot.
All the people who complain about our show.
Yeah, it's called...
Well, there's that one.
Mrs. Brendan and Mrs. Richard.
My wife doesn't watch your show.
Or listen to it. And she could. She's a jogger. She could just, like, get the headphones in and be like...
She's like, I've got better things to listen to.
What's better than this show?
You want to listen?
Most things. Let's see. Historically recorded Nazi propaganda or the middle-aged man talk. One is historical. One is historical.
A live reading by Hitler of Mein Kampf.
That must exist somewhere. There must be.
Live.
Didn't he lie? He was an artist.
Well, it would be recorded live. It wouldn't be actually live. Like, he's definitely dead by now. Hitler's definitely dead by now. We need better. He would be well over 100 years old. He's definitely dead by now.
Not German science.
He is probably buried somewhere in the mountains in Argentina. Probably.
Guarantee they were trying to research back in World War II how to make a machine to survive.
They did all kinds of weird stuff. But, I mean, the thing is that, you know, Hitler became a meth addict, basically, methamphetamines. And that was pretty much his downfall. There's some accounts of his generals didn't see him for 2 or 3 years during the war, off fighting the war in France and things and everything. And then they finally came back to Germany, and they had a big, like, powwow. They looked at him. They're like, oh, my God, this guy's been doing amphetamines for 3 years. Holy, like, they were like, what is wrong with this guy? And this is something Richard and I always talk about, how every middle-aged man talk, every conversation between middle-aged men quickly goes to World War II and the Nazis. We can't help it. It's like, hey, stuff, you know, Hitler, and there we are. He's a polarizing figure.
With 90% of people on one poll.
I think I would hope it'd be more than just
90%.
I hope it's a lot higher. Maybe 99.
Those German
999.
Those German mountain towns in Argentina. They're like, well, you know, he did some good things. You know, even Mussolini made the trains run on time. Well, enough about mid-20th century dictators. 3D printing. Or are you eating? Should we just riff about stuff while you eat? We can do that.
Oh, is this about me being a slow eater? We come back to that.
Leaf is the slowest. Like, you know what? You look like a little like 8-year-old is like, oh, another French fry. That's Leaf with like everything. And then so like
you grew up on a farm, but you're not from a big family.
Oh no, it was a big family.
Okay,
it was a big family. How many kids in your family?
Well, so for me.
You can't cover your mouth when you talk because no one can hear you.
And
you
all the people can see you.
Yeah, talk into the microphone.
It's so people don't see the food in your mouth. But
you got to finish your food.
I do have to finish my food. I'll just faster. Save it till later.
Faster. Faster.
The beer's hiding it. It's okay. We'll just pretend I finished. People forget.
There's no rules.
Was it? There was three. So my two brothers and I. Two other brothers and I. But my dad's side, it was six boys and one girl. So that's where the family's pretty big.
That's still not okay. Crazy big. That's
no,
not
I was, crazy I was, big. I was thinking immediate family. I've got
immediate family.
I've got six siblings.
Okay.
But having a large family means you eat fast.
Richard has like six older sisters and older brothers, and then six younger sisters and younger brothers.
No, I have four sisters, two brothers.
His mother is amazing. Just like she shakes her husband's hand, and then 9 months later, there's twins. It's fantastic. That's not literally true.
No,
but there are.
But she really did enjoy being pregnant.
Oh, she had seven of you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, like any woman who has, like, one kid, I can do another one, yeah. Right? And, like, doesn't want any more after two, it's like, yeah, that wasn't really her cup of tea. Like, she might have enjoyed it a bit, but, like, some women who have, like, seven or eight kids are like, ah, it's fine.
The ones that get up to 12?
12 yeah.
Kids, that's like, a lot of kids.
Once you're doing, like, double digits, especially if they're all, like, single, like, not twins, like, those are real numbers. Like, that's representing. That's,
yep.
That's professional.
That's crazy. Because usually it gets to the point where the oldest is 20 and the youngest was just born.
Yeah, my dad had a buddy like that growing up. Well, these two guys were buddies on the street.
21 year age spread between the oldest yeah. and the youngest.
Well, you get this thing that's where you get crazy. These two guys who are friends. They look like they're brothers or cousins. And then you realize the younger one's the uncle. My dad knew guys like that. The younger one's the uncle. Only about a year, but the younger one's the uncle. But go play with your uncle.
We had a hired hand on the farm, getting back to the farm. And he was the youngest of, I think, 14. It may have been 16, but...
The youngest of like that many 14, kids?
Yeah. And so one of his older sisters was one of our elementary school teachers, and she used to ask us how he was doing and that sort of stuff. That's but funny. He had an uncle who was 6 years older than... I mean, a nephew who was 6 years older than him.
Yeah, of course. That's the big Catholic families of the olden days.
Yeah, and but they grew up in a two-bedroom house.
The boys' room and the girls' room? No, a two-bedroom house.
Two bedrooms. The parents get one.
Not three-bedroom.
Two-bedroom, yes.
And then what, all the other kids just, like, slept in the other room?
They slept in the barn.
Or just left?
Yeah, because
hey, it's fluffy. Because
I've known big families that they have like a 3-4 bedroom house, and it would often be like the boys' room, and the girls' room, and the parents' room,
bunk beds, and that sort of stuff. And actually, I've known some where basically they have everyone gets changed. There's change rooms set up in the basement for getting changed in because. Because the boys and girls share a sleeping area. So you have a change room.
At the change room, they can, yeah.
I guess.
If you share the same room, you don't
want to. The Europeans don't care about that. They all go swimming naked. Like the Germans. I'm in the park. I'm naked, lying around. It's always funny, Americans around the world, as soon as they think there's like a naked, like it's allowed, they start doing it. This is the real problem in Germany.
But won't do it at home.
So in Germany, you can be like a respected businessman. You can go to the park at lunch. It's a sunny day. Take off all of your clothes. You're completely butt naked. Lie there in the sun. Your willy's out. Oh, lovely. And then after 20, 30 minutes, you put all your clothes back on and you go back to
the
work.
Office.
Not with lunch.
And that's, well, it's in this bit of sun in the middle of the day. It's wonderful. And that's normal. Americans see this and go, we can be naked in Germany?
In public?
And they got their Crocs on, like a hat. Nothing else, maybe a fanny pack above the wiener, and they're just like, let's go drinking. And you're like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? Yeah. I can see a schmeckle. Schmeckle's German for stick. It's also Yiddish for penis. I mean, it just means stick, but you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
Pull your pants up. I can see your schmeckle. I love throwing... I'm not Jewish, but I love Yiddish.
Do you have a Jewish friend?
I do. I have one.
He's got one of each.
Yeah. He was telling me that.
Gotta collect them all. I do have a wide catchment of friends. And we've talked about my cousins. I have at least three... There's three races of us, at least, with the extended cousins. I have a weird family reunion. You're like, huh, well, the people from your country doing me things people from their country.
We shouldn't have planned it this month. Maybe he waited a few years before everyone got back together.
It's fine. Nobody cares. It's all cousins. There's too many of them. So 3D printing. Leaf does 3D printing. I think that's pretty much an episode. I think that's...
Yeah, but yeah, what do you want to know about it? It sounds magical. But in reality, it's really slow.
But talk to us about it a bit. Tell us a bit about it. Talk to the microphone.
It's surprisingly... The machines are actually surprisingly easy and simple.
Easy to
make. Easy to use, no. Easy to make, yes, because I made one from scratch. They're pretty simple. It's kind of those core technologies they finally discovered. And now that we have them...
Stepper motors.
Well, the stepper motors we had, it's the nozzle. The extruder was the hard part, I think. Once they figure that part out. Otherwise, it's like you just got to move it. As long as you move it and extrude plastic, you're pretty much there.
So is it all plastic for the hobbyists generally? Are they all just extruding some kind of plastic and then it dries?
Well, yeah. So it melts. Usually you're looking about 210 degrees centigrade is what you go at. For the most common is PLA. Mm-hmm. That stuff's super easy to print with. It, I can't see what's they called. Well, they got the layer lines, because the way 3D printers work, is you lay down layers of plastic. So you lay down a layer of plastic, and then you move up a little bit, and you do it again. And so you literally take whatever you want to print, and you cut it up into layers. Points of a millimeter thick, usually 0.2 is most common. And then you just put the plastic.
0.2 of a millimeter.
0.2 of a millimeter.
Of a millimeter.
Of a millimeter, okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, the machines, you can go down way lower. You can go down to 0.05 of a millimeter if you want.
You can't even see it.
Well, yeah, the problem is dust. The nozzles are so tiny, usually when you print it. That's,
oh, I see.
Literally, a piece of dust gets in there and gets stuck. And then when you have a print that is only yay big, about, what was it, 10 centimeters tall, and it takes 8 hours. And of those 4 hours, it was sitting there doing nothing because it got clogged 4 hours into the print. That sucks.
That's not great.
So yeah, no, don't print tiny, super tiny.
Because you have a lot of those like the little cubes, all different squares, like with the hinges at your desk.
Oh, yeah, so the cool thing you can do with 3D printing is they call it print in place. So literally, if you think of a door hinge, it's three parts, right? You have your two halves and a pin that goes in the center.
Right.
Well, with 3D printing, because you're not limited by, because you build it layer by layer, you can just have a gap in between the hinges, very small maybe. 0.2 is usually the common distance between the parts, and you can build a hinge in one part in one single print, and it's literally you can use it like a hinge, but it was printed like that. It's impossible to take apart without breaking, and so that's something cool you can do with them. So for literally single print from bottom to top, you'll get a cube that can bend in a bunch of weird ways, because it all is literally printed in one go.
It's like a double-sided pin in the hinge. You can print it that way, and that's all one piece. That's pretty neat.
You can print my favorite thing I was doing was with keys.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know those crappy covers you get made of rubber? You put them on your keys, so you know which one, you know, when the front door and the back door are the same color.
Yeah.
Like, which one's which? You got to try the first one. It's always wrong. No matter
it's
what.
It's like a USB plug. You always turn it back.
Actually, you put it in, it doesn't work, and you got to use the other one, it doesn't work, and go to try the first one again, now it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's called science.
Yeah. They must have proved that. It's always the third key, even if you only have two keys.
That's true.
Yeah. What you do, you print, you have an empty space where the key would fit, so you print it out, so you now have basically a void, but you don't put a top on it.
Okay.
A little hard to explain. And you can put the key in that void, right. And then you can print on top.
And so it's permanent.
And it's permanent.
So it's like a little clippy thing that goes over top.
It's basically like printing a sweater on the top of a key.
I fixed the tractor key with like that.
Because it had broken?
Because you think a machine that costs multi-thousand dollars, they wouldn't have a piece of metal That's it. That's your key. Like, literally.
The cheap key.
Literally the size of a key. Mm-hmm. And then they just keep going out the end. It's just a square. And when the plastic breaks, well, you can't turn that with your bare fingers.
Right.
So yeah, 3D printed it.
There's a word for that kind of metal. It's called monkey metal because it's metal made by monkeys. If you get a bunch of chimpanzees, all the things to make metal, and they actually made metal, that would be the quality of the metal.
I thought that was chinesium.
Chinesium. It's
the magical material. Has
That's racist.
It has all the properties of metal except for the property of
metal.
They
actually can make good metal in China, but the problem is...
Yeah, but that's expensive.
that's money, exactly, actually. The point. But it's not the Chinese. It's not so much Chinese manufacturing as in the big retailers in North America and the West say, we want this item at this price. And mm-hmm. they go, well, we can do it, but it's going to be cheap. That's fine. Then we can sell them another one in a year.
Yeah.
Like those cheap sneakers you get at the cheap stores. You know, like with the Velcro, and like they last for a few months, and then you got to buy another pair. So it's so part of it is that people are willing to pay next to nothing for a really cheap product. If people said, "Oh, I won't buy that," like, you don't find the same cheap products in certain European countries because they're like, "Oh, that's too cheap. I won't buy it." They can't sell it. They can't move it.
No, the key on my Cub Cadet is about ready to break.
Your Cub Cadet
tractor,
your lawn tractor,
yeah, garden tractor.
Yeah, so Richard's a genius, a block tractor. Can I just explain why you're a genius? He had an old, I guess it was a compost bin or recycling wheelie bin.
It's an old rain barrel. So basically what happened was I got this tractor from my dad because it didn't run. So I figured I could fix it.
Don't cover your mouth.
And I forgot to lash down the lid when I brought it back in the trailer. It was facing backwards because that was the way we... pulled it onto the trailer, and the lid flew up, and it was plastic and shattered.
Yeah.
And so
by pulling on a trailer behind the car, going like 80 kilometers an hour, whatever.
The hood went.
The hood went up and went poof.
It would have happened at 20 kilometers an hour. 80 just makes it more fun.
Yeah.
Well, it makes it more exciting.
Yeah. And so
3 seconds.
I made a hood out of half of a broken rain barrel.
Couple hinges?
No hinges.
You just shove it on top?
Basically, I cut it out so it fits on top. I had to go and weld together some stands and stuff like that, a frame for it. But
nice.
Now, if you had a 3D printer, you could have just printed a whole new.
Yeah, you know, that's the problem with everyone's like, oh, a 3D printer. My uncle literally, can you print me like a glass, not a glass, but a plastic protector for the tractor.
They're going to say something else. Can you print me something kind of long
thing, cylindrical,
with a few balls at the bottom of this to keep it stabilized?
Specifically these sizes and dimensions.
What is this for? Just for, you know, have around the house.
Your build volume, your maximum size you can print is about, depends on the printer,
18 by 20
centimeters by 20 by 20.
Oh, by centimeters?
Centimeters. Yeah,
They're not big. So it's good. Is there great for printing little plastic holders for stuff like that? I have tons of uses for it.
You should get one, Richard.
They're cheap. Get an under three. Cheap. Easy to get. Easy to
under
find.
Three, under 300 Canadian.
Tons. Oh, yeah. You were lucky. 150, I bet. You could find it for 150.
Well, it used to be like 500 or 800.
No, I know. I've been looking at them for almost a decade now. But yeah, so the key on the tractor is like, it's bent at the 45 degree angle, and it's going to break sometime. When it does, I'm just removing the ignition switch and button.
My old Jeep had that. It was great. The wheel got stuck. Like the wheel locked, and it would not unlock, even with the key out and everything. It was a 89 Jeep YJ. And in my attempt to fix it, I think I broke the tumblers, and so it would just turn. And I was like, oh, well, I fixed it. I didn't need the key anymore. It was great. Just turn it, because it was a traditional key, not like the modern ones. So it literally has a place where you hold your fingers on it, right? You remember those?
Yeah.
So you just grab that and turn it. It was awesome.
It's pretty
good. We had a farm truck like that.
It's great.
I think my uncle broke the key off in it.
That's fair. When it's a farm truck, nobody's going to steal it. You want someone to steal it, almost. You hope they'll steal it, because if it's insured for some reason, you'll get more money than it's worth.
All right.
Because nobody's ever going to steal it.
Well, I'll never say never.
No, they're never going to. Trust me.
And where would this farm truck be?
On the farm?
On the farm.
Look in the, in the comments. Find the GPS coordinates at this time of day. Anyway, so to sum up the 3D printing, and how was the beer, guys?
It was a decent stout.
Was that a buy-again stout for you?
No, not really.
Okay, really?
It's good, but it's not, you know...
Until the end of the conversation there. what about you and your milk stout, your Calabogie?
I don't know where the milk part comes from. It's the sweetness. Okay. Because, this is sweeter than most stouts, which I do like, actually.
So, is it a buy again for you or a one-time try-out?
I might actually buy that again.
So, the reason why it's called a milk stout is because it's back sweetened with lactose.
Oh, okay, cool.
Milk sugar.
So milk is legitimate in this case.
No, the milk sugar. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And so how do we sum up 3D printing? It's good to fix your keys, and it's a fun hobby, and it's cheaper than it's ever been, so it's actually good if you want to try it. You're not going in for huge money.
You can actually, most libraries now have 3D printers that you can basically do your design in and print on.
Yep. Oh, really? Okay. If you want to do, like, some kind of project or crafting thing.
Yeah. If you got to just print one thing, there's one thing you can't get manufactured, you can't find or buy, right, but you need for some reason, you could probably get it with a 3D printer.
Neat. Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. This has been the Middle-Aged Man Talk with a young man. This doesn't sound good. That sounds terrible.
That sounds...
Who wrote this script?
Yeah.
There's no script.
We tried scripts at one point. It didn't work.
Richard's like, hold on. Let me talk about my truck.
It sounds like your scripts would be you start with the script, and then a moment you think of something, you were so far off topic you forgot the script existed.
Well,
and then you come back to the script.
It wasn't like a real script. It was just like, let's do this and this and this.
Well, some talking points.
Kind of.
Like a 3D printer.
Kind of.
And it's like, well, now it's back to our talking points. So.
Back to 3D printing. All right. Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Night.
You can say goodbye with gusto.
Good night.
He's crap at this.
Yeah.
That's I'm kidding.
You should leave that last part in.
I will.
That's fine.
I don't edit this. Middle-Aged Man Talk. Thank you so much for listening. Please check us out on Patreon. Woof.